What about if it was an explosion? You might say the pieces of metal went.
Everywhere, I guess.
Okay. What do you call an old, dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in? Little children are afraid to go into it.
You call it a mound. Mm-hmm.
Just the name for the house that may be haunted.
Well, but only, I think a haunted house. Haunted house.
Okay. What are those spirits called that may live there?
Well, and with superstitious people, they would be haunts, H-A-U-N-T-S.
All right. What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
An evil creature.
Okay. Might you ever call it a jinx or a hoodoo or a voodoo?
I never heard that, but of course it's possible.
Yes, ma'am. What do people call a person who brings bad luck? They might say he's a regular.
Well, some of those questions are really, they're just out of my category. I thought maybe I'd be answering something different. I don't know what you call them.
Well, that's okay.
Hoodoo, maybe.
Mm-hmm, that's right. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Illegitimate.
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Mortuary.
What do you call the box or case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Casket.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water smaller than a river?
Stream, a brook.
All right. What do you call ones that's smaller, well, than a stream or brook? Stream or brook. Creek, maybe, might be
a creek, possibly, would have been a better answer for the first one, okay. I expect.
Okay. What do you call flat, grassy land down around the sea coast?
Meadow. Oh, wait. Around the sea coast?
Yes, ma'am.
Shore.
What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Suspenders.
What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Gravy.
Have you ever called maybe red eye gravy or?
Yes, I have heard it called red eye, particularly. That's true of ham.
Ham.
Mm-hmm.
With grits. What do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
A razorback, I believe.
Yes, ma'am. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
I've never known anything but ground itch.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. What do you call homemade whiskey?
Oh, moonshine.
What do you call cheap whiskey?
I think the same name.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Toy.
Okay. Now this section deals with word patterns and verb forms. Mm-hmm. For instance, I would say, right now I see you, but I would say, yesterday I saw you. So the word changes from see to saw.
Yes.
I could say, we go to church every Sunday. We went last Sunday, but we have gone every Sunday.
That's right. Those are irregular verb forms.
Okay, well, I'm going to start a sentence, and then what you'll have to do is change the verb.
I can do that
now. Okay.
I'm getting into something now that I feel like I know something about.
All right, good. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been
bought
yet? And I might answer, yes,